listener production.
Hello, Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. An early morning operation has uncovered suspected illegal fishing for marin in Moore River. It was part of a joint operation between the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development and Lancelin Police last month. DPIRD's Alastair McLean says there are two ways the community can report suspected illegal fishing.
If you do see suspicious fishing activity, you can call the Fishwatch WA number, which is 1800 815 507. Alternatively, now you can contact Crime Stoppers WA.
A suspicious fire is being investigated by Kalgoorlie Police. It sparked up yesterday between midnight and 2 a.m. in the area of Forest and Lane Streets. Get in touch with Crime Stoppers if you have any dash cam or CCTV footage. A bushfire burning in Norseman is now contained and controlled, but fireys remain on the scene. It was sparked up by lightning last month near the Windy Hill Camp Mine. It's sitting at an advice level with no threat to lives or homes. Locals across the wheat belt say Corella numbers are the worst they've seen, with councils spending tens of thousands of dollars to repair damage done by the birds. They want more done to control the flying cane toad, which they say is destroying native trees and houses. Carlo Callahan from the Wheat Belt Natural Resource Management wants a more coordinated approach to control it rather than simply culling it.
With sites in regional towns, that we deal with those sites, that is, make roosting sites unattractive, cover loose grain, all of those sorts of things to make the birds move on. It'll be a long-term strategy, but at the moment, nothing's being coordinated, so we need to do that first.
In sport, it was a big night in the Esperance men's basketball. Blazing Bulldogs had a win over the Breakers, 38-30, and in the Redbacks United match, United just scraped through with the win, 58-55. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.